Total Cults, and welcome back to Winter Wrap-Off. This time it's round two with Automatic Jack doing a weird song. Here we go. Well, it was a fine day, fine hay, anyway. Twilight took a stroll and found a strange gateway. And on the other side, a dark place, dangerous like Hark Place, looking like a fully extra-normal alternate dimensional space. So, of course, she took a look inside a unicorn's magic horn. Good for keeping you alive, cause the Ursa Major's in something you don't understand. It will bend your sense of self until you break down and die, man.
Cool story, bro. What else happened?
But Twilight was a strong pony, braver than most, and so she shuffled on through, fearing nothing until it got close, and that's when she realized it wasn't dark at all, but the Ursa Major wasn't dark as wide as it was tall. With a yawn and a roar, the Ursa Major woke up and stared Twilight in the eye as it sized the pony up. But she stood her ground firm and she stared right back, and the Ursa never rode, never tried to attack. In pulling hot tub and hanging out, going club and flying kites, flying planes, taking muffins to the brain, cupcakes, hard cider, helicopters, jet fighters, disc golf, mini golf, real golf, hang gliders, knife tricks, knife party, night fights, with Bacardi, go skiing, go skating, ghost ride to 87, tag walls, prank calls, turn the amp up to 11, go cars, dirt bikes, take the metro straight to heaven.
That was that. End the story.
What'd you think it happened? Something gory?
What? They got a battle?
No way. Not necessary. Ursa Majors are very passive when they don't have a minor to watch out for. They don't like fear, but they don't mind company. It's all good.